Welcoming to the program a music journalist. You see his work in the Boston Herald, several special editions of Life magazine. We're happy to be joined by Jed Gottlieb. Jed, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate coming back.
Well, we wanted to talk with you about Robbie Robertson, who passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. You wrote a terrific piece for the Herald and talked about the fact that Robbie Robertson certainly accomplished a stated goal of his, which was to create music that was timeless.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's this old adage that writing instructors say, write what you know. And if that was the case with Robbie Robertson, we wouldn't have gotten half of the songs that he wrote. He just had an amazing ability to kind of dip back in time and write about, you know, these songs that were Civil War and the West and the Dust Bowl and all this stuff that, you know, he never experienced, but still came up with definitive songs about.
And you hear those songs today, some of them more than 50 years after they recorded, and they still sound so fresh, and that was because of his songwriting and guitar work, but also that incredible ensemble that was the band.
Yeah, the band was this just wild group. And, you know, they came up playing, you know, clubs before they played with Dylan, you know, playing with Ronnie Hawkins. And, you know, just an apprenticeship in music, which most bands don't get these days. They had a lot of time to hone their chops and to find their chemistry.
And you have to think, as you mentioned in your piece yesterday in the Herald, that along the way, he absorbed a whole lot from playing with those pros. And obviously, when it came to songwriting, being around Dylan doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. And you know, I love the audacity that he had to just kind of learn from Dylan and then also just go and do his own thing. I mean, obviously, you can hear some Dylan in him, but he totally had his own vibe, and I can imagine a lesser songwriter, you know, working with Dylan and then either just giving up or sounding exactly like a facsimile. And Robertson never did that. He always had his own thing.
I want to talk about just a few of the songs. Let's start with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. It's a song that has taken on a little bit of controversy, I think misguided in recent years. But there was always some, I don't want to say difference of opinion, but certainly different viewpoints about the perspective of that song between what Robbie Robertson said it was about and maybe what Levon Helm thought.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think those two, you know, there was a bit of a conflict between those two always. But I, you know, I think the song allows you to, you know, it brings you into another world and lets you kind of decide what you think it's about. It's certainly not any kind of glorification of the Civil War, that's for sure. And it just, it has this timelessness and this, it puts you in a place that other songwriters really can't do, or don't even try to do. The poor white Southerner, you know, devastated by the war, and someone's writing a pop rock song about that is pretty nuts.
Boy, and the characters that he created in his songs, whether it was Virgil Caine or Chester in The Wait, they were fully fleshed out in the span of a 4-minute song.
Yes. Absolutely. I think, the Wait is a perfect example of that. And there we can really hear some of the Dylan influence, the way Dylan could just drop a name in a verse, and you can picture that character instantly. The Wait is, you know, chock full of those characters. Carmen and the Devil walking side by side. Oh, what is that all about? I don't know, but I love it.
And then he had, I think, the great good sense to know when it was time to walk away. Certainly the band could have gone on. They could have reformed and done how many different reunion tours. But when he walked away, it was for keeps.
Yeah, and that is a real shocker. I mean, you know, other than a handful of acts, you know, like think of Talking Heads, Dire Straits, most bands return after a little while. You know, maybe it's for money, maybe it's just to rehash those songs. But, you know, he was not someone, as despite writing so much about sort of these old-timey worlds, he was not one for nostalgia. His solo work sounded nothing like the band. His film soundtracks with Martin Scorsese could go in any kind of direction. And so, yeah, he called it a day with them and went on and did a whole bunch of other very strange things.
We're talking with Jed Gottlieb here on Downtown. I went back to listen again last night to that first solo album from back in 87. And it is, it's weird and wonderful and atmospheric. The single from that, Somewhere Down a Crazy River, man, it's got everything in it, including that, you know, that incredible spoken word narration that Robertson and very few others could pull off.
Yeah, yeah. I think that album is really, you know, if listeners don't know that, and a lot of people don't, just because, you know, his work with the band is so iconic, you know, go and check out the first album, second album, Storyville, which is kind of has a more New Orleans vibe. But that first album, very much influenced by kind of what Peter Gabriel was doing, very atmospheric. It's really hard to find a line between that and The Last Waltz. He just, you know, that was his talent, to be able to come up with something completely new. He fooled around with like electronica later in his career. He did a whole soundtrack to documentary on indigenous people that had all this kind of indigenous music to it. So he could kind of do anything.
And his film work with Martin Scorsese was so good. He, I guess, recently completed his work on Killers of the Flower Moon. Was that like the sixth or seventh collaboration?
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, when you look at their collaborations, it doesn't always, they would take some breaks and I guess Scorsese bringing them in for what he thought was perfect. You know, he did Raging Bull with them. He did Color of Money. He did like a whole bunch of things, all the way up to like Shutter Island and The Wolf of Wall Street. But I think the new movie is Killers of the Flower Moon. And it's because I think it has this old timey vibe to it. It's sort of like a revisionist Western. Very curious to see what he did with that, his last project. I think that's out in 2 months or so.
And I thought it was interesting, too, to look at the broad range of genres represented in the people who posted tributes to him on social media yesterday. Seemingly every type of music, people looked at Robbie Robertson as an influence.
Yeah, I think that's right. Not entirely, certainly, John Fogerty had something to do with this, but kind of kicked off this Americana vibe that runs all the way from like the Grateful Dead's American Beauty all the way through to like Mumford and Sons and that kind of stuff. All that kind of rejection of virtuosity, rejection of the psychedelic sound, you know, him, Dylan, CCR, there weren't a lot of people that were willing to reject the sound of the times. Not surprising that he would get a lot of responses. You know, I think possibly a apocryphal story, but maybe not, is that Clapton wanted to join the band and they said, no thanks, which is a rarity.
If you look back at his incredible body of work, is there an artistic peak, or are there just too many different types of work that he did to identify one as perhaps his best?
Yeah, I think it's too hard to do. I mean, it push come to shove, it's very difficult to argue against the weight. It's just such an amazing song. And, you know, you can hear like the Aretha Franklin version, which is just unreal.
Wonderful version that I think they did as a fundraiser a few years ago with musicians all around the world doing it, and it was incredible.
Yeah, Ringo Starr on that. and stuff. Yeah. But I think, he can't argue against the weight, and yet he's got a lot of other stuff that should be, people should pay attention to it.
Absolutely. Robbie Robertson, who passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. Jed Gottlieb joining us to remember him this afternoon. Jed, appreciate it. As always, good talking with you again. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Thanks.
Jed Gottlieb here on Downtown. Read his work at Boston Herald, and I look for those special Life magazine editions as well.